22-year-old Adao Abiel, who lives in Malakal town, says her family lost a child to cholera. She says the national government and non-profit organizations have done the right thing by providing vaccines to Malakal residents.
From the beginning, cholera was very tough. It affected mostly the little children. I can say even from our home, one kid like this, 2 years, has even died because of cholera. I just have to say thank you for those who have the idea of taking vaccine to people. So that's a very good idea.
The UN Child's Fund, UNICEF, and the World Health Organization kicked off the oral cholera vaccine program Thursday at Malakal Stadium. Emmanuel Timothy, the head of the WHO field office in Malakal, says the town registered more than 1,000 confirmed cholera cases.
In Upper Nile State, more than 7 counties has been affected by cholera, and the cases reached to 1,080 something, and death cases are almost 10. Into this, we need to take a clear measures and prevention. We need to protect ourselves from cholera by receiving a cholera vaccination.
27-year-old Kak Gai Chol, a Malakal resident, says he is safe after receiving the cholera vaccine.
So those who have not took it, they're supposed to take the vaccine for a better tomorrow even, protect themselves and to protect others even.
Abenego Grang, the head of Upper Nile State's Rapid Cholera Response Team, is calling on the residents to drink clean water and wash their hands with soap.
On the side of risk communication, it should not stop as soon as we deliver the oral cholera vaccines in Malakan. It has to continue. And I want to urge the municipality, together with the organized forces, that we should have bylaws guiding the issues of open defecation.
The cholera outbreak in South Sudan was identified more than a month ago. More than 13,000 cases have been confirmed nationwide and nearly 200 deaths recorded. On December 31, the United States donated $200,000 to the WHO for its cholera response in South Sudan. The U.S. government delivered over 2 million water purification tablets in a bid to strengthen response to cholera outbreak. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwart, reporting from the Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.